Welcome to Shocking Art Podcast, where the conversations are shocking. So sit back, relax, and grab some chips.
How do we move past 2020?
Let's find out. What's up, everybody? Welcome to the SA Podcast. Today is September 21st.
And today we are talking about 2020 and how to, you know, get through it. Again, Big B on the mic. Who's next?
Keep on.
MJ.
He sounded so cut off.
Okay. Kevin.
MJ.
Wes. And we got special guest, Jesse. Make sure you look my boy up on Instagram, Jesse Sennett, JesseSinnett.
Bet.
No.
No, don't
follow. Alright, let's go ahead and hop into this one real quick. This right here is an exciting subject. 2020 has been a year. Man, the worst thing that happened, in my opinion, Kobe Bryant died.
Sucks. Bro, I was at fucking OfficeMax and like
RP.
I was, you know, doing my daily thing, you know, pushing the cart, pushing everything, you know, front to face and stuff. I look on Twitter, Bean's gone. I was like, Bean? Who's Bean? I'll go on Twitter, you know, deeper and dive in and things like that. Mr. 24. I was like, fuck! My chest. I looked at my boss, and he looked at me, he was like, he's gone. I was like, fuck! Not Kobe! That shit just shattered me.
Yeah, I was in California when that happened, and like, we were at the bar, and everyone was just staring at the fucking screen. Like, it was pretty sad.
Like, quiet?
Yeah, because it was maybe 30 minutes from where I was at.
Damn.
And it happened, like, the day after, so. Yeah, kind of crazy.
Yeah. I always go to Twitter to make sure I confirm everything, and I saw something, and I was like, bruh. So I went to quickly to Twitter and I saw that it was trending immediately. I was like, bruh, and my heart just shattered.
So let's just give a quick summary. Everyone just chime in. All the things that happened in 2020 so far. So we got COVID-19. We got the Harvey Weinstein trial, which has now brought light to a lot of sexual allegations.
Famous people.
Trump impeachment.
The Trump impeachment type thing was happening.
Black Panther.
Oh, yeah! Chadwick Boseman?
Yeah.
Boseman?
The fucking protest.
The protest, the riots.
BLM.
What else is happening?
Are you saying BLM is a bad thing?
What?
No.
Oh. I thought you were listing a bunch of bad things.
No, we're just listing BLM. What happened in 2020.
Yeah.
All my fires like, fuck this dude, man! SA podcast?
Guys, no, unfollow. That's not what I meant.
Unsubscribe.
Didn't something with US and Iran happen? Didn't they like bomb something?
No, the building exploded.
Yeah.
That thing went crazy.
Is that about Beirut?
Huh?
Beirut or something else?
Yeah, Beirut.
We had murder hornets, police brutality.
Brutality is all
the time.
Tiger King.
Hiding.
We did
the West Coast was on fire.
Jeez.
How will I recover from Tiger King?
And then we have the election.
We got the California fires.
We got
Australia on fire.
Being blocked.
Yeah. We got workers being laid off
at an all-time high.
Trump's still alive.
For now. Knock on wood. Or. You know what? He's gonna cut that part out.
Cut that out, Steven.
Man, we got people having to wear a mask everywhere.
That's not too bad.
People complain about wearing masks.
Bro, I had somebody complain about a mask today. Excuse me, I had a burp. Alright, story time. So, I work at a cell phone place. Not gonna say which one. Guy comes here. Elder white dude. No mask. He's like, yo, I can't get inside my AT&T account.
And you just told where you were.
Yo, bro, screw me.
How do you know I work at AT&T, though? I could be at Apple.
Yeah, he's a double agent.
You mean
yeah.
The stores that are closed?
Whatever, tell the story.
Anyway, so, he's like, yo, I can't get in my T-Mobile account. Oh, alright, so before you do that, you gotta put on a mask. Do you have a mask? This motherfucker gonna be like, I don't have a mask because I have a health condition. And I was just like,
what?
Okay, well, the thing about that is, you still have to wear a mask in the store. It's a store policy. He looked at me, he was like, well, if it's a policy for me to stick my finger in my butt before I come in here, would I have to do that? And I had two of my other coworkers next to me just standing there, and they're just like in shock. And I took the initiative to be like, you know what, sir? If you gotta do that, then yes, you have to stick your finger up your butt. And this dude just made such a big deal. He goes outside, comes back in, he brings a mask. I'm like, motherfucker, you had a mask the whole time?
I thought you were about to be like, goes outside and sticks his finger up his butt. I was like, what?
I think I saw it on your story. Is that what you posted?
No, somebody's dog shit in front of our store.
He's had a poopy story.
Alright, so he comes back in with a mask.
Yeah, and he comes back in, sits down. He doesn't want to pull the mask up, so he got this bitch on his chin, like it's a chin strap. And I'm just like... He goes through the story. He's like, yeah, I can't get in my AT&T, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, okay, before I even help you, sir, you got to pull up your mask because, you know, surveillance is watching us and shit. And I just want you to do the right thing so I can, like, I'm doing the right thing. He didn't give a fuck about that. He was like, I feel like this is stupid. Your mask doesn't even fucking work. And I was like, okay, well, sir, I'm just going to have to ask you to leave. And so he looks at me crazy and he's like, you're going to make me leave? And I was like, yeah, you don't want to follow store policy? And it's just like, dang, bro, you could have had your phone fixed. You could have your password changed. I could even call customer service for you. But no, you didn't want to just wear a mask. It could have been all forbidden.
At least you guys can refuse service. You know, at the place where I work, my upper man's like, well, sorry, we can't refuse service to anyone. We gotta make sure we help everyone.
It's not some pussy shit.
You got fired. Shut up.
Sorry, sir. Still on the payroll.
They just happen to listen to this podcast.
They gave you child support, basically.
While they're in custody. Oh, my gosh.
Anyways.
Yeah. There was oil in the
Mulan.
Ocean.
Oh, yeah, Mulan. And the concentration camps.
Oh, dude, that's a big one, the camps.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, themselves. That's kind of crazy when you think about it, that it just exists. We're just like, yeah, they're there, but we're not doing anything about it.
Yeah. Well, there's a lot of stuff that they're not doing anything about. I mean, Jeffrey Epstein was out here having sex with children left and right.
Has a whole-ass island.
Literally, has a whole-ass island, and now, all of a sudden, he's dead. Years later, and now they want to do something about it.
Like, you got corrupt politicians.
Yeah, and they're doing shit about that, and then not this other shit that's going on too. They're just kind of just like letting everything just snowball because, you know, first we lost Juice WRLD, and then we lost Kobe, and then niggas was like, you know what, let's just give them COVID. And then COVID was like, Jared Epstein has just been snowballing, and nothing's been solved this entire time. Like, if we would have just solved COVID first, we could have solved everything else. But no. Now we have more shit.
It all started with Harambe.
Yeah, dude.
What?
Harambe and D's Nuts.
Oh my god. That was the catalyst.
Bro, D's Nuts got 2.9% of votes in the last election.
Have you seen D's Nuts, the actual guy? He's in Las Vegas, just roaming the street, doing nothing.
Oh, man.
Yeah. I can see you're just, feels... like, laughing, Wes. You're, like, about to spit something out.
Feels bad.
Yeah, exactly.
So, the real...
You could slide him a five and, like, hey, can you just say these nuts?
Oh, my God.
That's probably what he does. Paid. That's literally...
So, yeah, the whole point of 2020, or this podcast, my bad, is how do we move past this year?
Shit, you just gotta take that motherfucker day by day and be positive.
Just lube it up, make it easier.
Yeah, the world's on fire, but smile through it.
Well, so, the reason I'm asking this, you know, we're in Suicide Awareness Month, and people are sad right now. Like, everyone is sad. This is just a trying time for everyone. And it's rough. Having to sit inside all the time. Not being able to really go out and do the things that you were able to do before. It's like life is... It's weird. We're in a weird time.
I'm okay with doing nothing and being cooped up. Because that's what I was doing before COVID. So,
yeah,
not a huge change there.
Oh, like during like the first outbreak when everything got shut down, we basically were in virtual reality. Like everyone was gaming, social media, stuff like that.
How much porn do you guys watch? Did your percentage increase?
Nah.
Did you develop new kinks?
I mean, I suck toes now.
Yeah.
What the?
Suck the toes? Listen, if you really fuck with somebody, you gonna suck their toes.
Especially if they got nice toes.
Yeah.
Especially those toes.
We like make this podcast about becoming the liking toes.
What?
I told myself I was like, I'm never gonna suck toes.
This it was year. Eating ass. Now it's toes.
Listen, hey. Eating butt is a rite of passage. We're not going to talk about that today.
We'll save that one for a future episode.
That's 2020, dude. Is eating ass. Just taking it like a champ.
Everyone.
Straight to the mouth.
Like that booty hole.
Terrible. Edit all this out.
Yes,
edit
please.
Edit all that out.
My computer can't handle this. Gosh.
Honestly, 2020 hasn't been that bad. I feel like the worst thing for me was, like, my parents losing their jobs, and now I have to, like, support them. That's, like, been the roughest thing. Like, wearing a mask, whatever. That's fucking nothing. Like, easy, no problem.
Well, I think for me, let's see. I bought a new car. It got 0%. So that was a plus. At one point, I was getting essential checks.
Wow, he's flexing.
So, bought some Yeezys.
Yeah, he's flexing.
That's gonna be nice.
But, then my pay started to go down, and my bills never stopped, and I bought a new car.
So sounds like you made the wrong choice. Sounds like you did that to yourself.
Yeah. You did that to yourself.
Basically, the world was just like, oh, COVID's happening? You're fine. So then I started living like I'm fine. And then I screwed myself.
You got too cozy.
I did. Other than that, though.
Pride becomes before a fall.
Yeah. Shut up, Dad.
All right, son.
My thing with COVID, well, this year in general, was like, I was digging myself out of a hole and shit. And then when I finally got to the point where I was like shooting consistent concerts, everything just fucking stopped. And I was like, well, fuck. I put all my time into trying to shoot concerts. Now I have to do something else. I mean, now I shoot film. But it's like...
Yeah.
I still wanted to shoot
Actually,
concerts.
Let's piggyback off that. Mm-hmm. So,
2020, despite, like, everything going on, has been a blessing to me.
I agree.
Mm-hmm. Okay, how so? I need both of y'all to elaborate.
I met you nerds.
Yeah, I met y'all... at the beginning of this year, like, me and Brian were sitting in my living room, and I was like, how the fuck are we gonna do this? Because, like, at that point, like, 2019, let's take a step back. When SA was a thing in 2018, before it is what it is today, we had other members, and, like, we had a whole friend group and everything, and then something happened. Not going to say what, at least for the podcast. If you guys are curious, I'll tell you later, but...
basically, fucked Kevon in the ass.
Yeah, that's what happened. Oh my god. Kevon wasn't even a part of it.
What happened?
but SA split up, and you know, like SA is kind of like the dream for me. And once that split up, I was like, fuck. Like that, I thought I was done. And then. I don't know, slowly but surely everything started lining back up. Literally, actually, just last year I got over, like, my suicidal tendencies and everything. And, what I was saying, in actually the last episode, when I finally had that awakening, that's when my life actually turned, like, a complete 180. It's weird. And everything started lining up in place ever since I was like, let's do this. But I still have my doubts at first, at the end of 2019. So anyways, go back to, the beginning of 2020. I was like, how the fuck are we gonna do this? Like, we don't have the crew anymore. It's just me and you, Brian. The one on this podcast. And he was like, nah, we can do it. We can get a team together again. We can eventually start making short films. We could do it all. I was like, I don't know, man. So I have my doubts. And then now look at where we are now. So that's one of it. Second, I got out of debt. I'm still, like, sort of a little tiny... I wouldn't say I'm in debt anymore, period. It's just, like, now I'm, like, taking leaps of faith each month to... make sure my bills are paid on time and everything. And I'm still, like, sacrificing everything forward, but it's like a blessing in a way. It's like, because I'm always doing something every day. Every day I'm meeting someone new. I've met Tech Nine. I've met, like, a bunch of creatives. I'm surrounding myself with a bunch of people that... just love to do what they do and like what I love to do too. I've met like so many people. It's crazy. It's just like everything is lining up this year. And also like maybe January or February, I was like 2020 will be the year of synchronicities. And there you go. Like everything is literally in sync. Like I'm 22. It's 2020. You know, 222. I've been seeing like crazy synchronicity numbers. Kevon knows this. Brian knows this.
Yeah.
Synchronicity.
You know what's wild? My birthday's
what's up? The
20th.
Of this month?
No, November. But still.
My birthday's every day, bitch.
Yeah, it's birthday every day, so shut up.
Happy birthday, Kevin.
Happy birthday, Kevin.
Happy birthday, Kevin.
So, Jesse, you were saying that 2020 was cool for you too?
Yeah, it was. So, like, I don't know if you guys remember, but as 2019 was coming to an end, everyone else was like, 2019 sucked. We can't wait for 2020. Obviously, COVID happened. I was fortunate enough to not get laid off, lose a job. But all the goals that I set for myself in 2020 have been, like, happening. I bought the truck that I wanted. I got the camera that I wanted. Like, I started my own business on the side. I've got hired to a new job, you know, just a couple weeks ago. Everything's working out how I want it to. Started investing. I have more money than I've ever had before. I'm making more money than I've ever had before. So it's just kind of, I just took it as an opportunity. Like, oh, the world's shutting down. I'm going to make my moves now. While everyone else is freaking out buying toilet paper, I made moves to set myself up. And then when everything kind of started going up again, that's when I skyrocketed. So it was great for me.
I can dig that.
Look at what camera did you get?
I got the Nikon Z6.
Ew,
nice.
Z6.
Is that the full frame one? Or is that the Z5?
Yeah, it's full frame.
Yeah, it's full frame. No, I took a picture of it though with a different camera.
The irony.
You have to.
Of course. Yeah.
Good year.
Yeah, no, for sure. I mean, adding in on that, like I was saying earlier, like my year's been pretty good as well, and I think.
Boy, you just got fired.
What?
Boy, you just got fired.
You're just so.
Okay, first off, me getting fired. That I'm technically still have a job right now, but like that's not even bad because I'm still getting paid, and then I have a side
job. Yeah, no, I know. And then I just like making fun of you for it.
It's fine. It's fine.
It's just funny. It's just funny that the way it happened. It was hilarious, honestly. It's another day.
Jesse, if you want to know the story, you can ask me later, and I'll tell you.
Yeah, cool.
But so for me, you know, everything's cool. I'm working my corporate job, but. Like, I was saying earlier, well, on the podcast before this, if you guys listened last week, we had a podcast about depression. And one of the things I was saying was, is that fulfillment. I've never had this sense of fulfillment with what I'm doing in my life. And it's like my biggest stressor. And I was fortunate to go on a photo shoot with MJ. And then this man's just like, hey, we're meeting a client tonight. You want to, like, help us out? And I was like, what? I just came here for a photo shoot. But whatever. And then, so, like, I helped them close a client, blah, blah, blah. Fast forward. He's just like, yo, you want to join us? And I was like, we'll be looking like here. And it's like, I say it was a business, but it wasn't really a business. So I was able to come in and, like, help it actually become a business. And, like, I feel so happy. Like, I'm so passionate about it. It's something I always talk to people about. And I finally have that, like, I don't know, just like those good feels now. And it's great. I don't know. I'm just, like, I'm just happy. And without, I think, the way 2020 has ended up, I don't think I would have ever gotten to that point. Just because I've always wanted to follow my passions. But for me, it's always been I gotta work. And not go with something that's, I don't know, I guess.
That you like.
Yeah, no, basically. I just keep the job that I know how much money I'm gonna make and keep it moving. Whereas now, like, I'm actually following my passion. And I have such, like, a great crew. And I'm just happy now. And I don't think it would ever happen without the way that 2020 kind of, I don't know, came to this.
Yeah, for sure. And that's also another thing. Like, seeing, like, the crew just be creative, that's what makes me happy. Like, I love you guys. Like, you guys are making shit happen. And that's what Shocking Arts is all about. Like, just creative freedom and energy, and also like feeding each other's soul through what we love to do. And I'm so proud of you guys. You like this podcast alone. Obviously, this podcast would not be here. Right, yes, exactly. Like this podcast alone is both Kevon and Brian's idea. TikTok being ran by Kevon. Freaking these other profiles, Kevon's just running it. And then also Wes got me back into film, and like I'm feeling like even more passionate about photography than ever before. And
then we got,
it's just like,
don't forget, we got Wes doing the vlog for us.
Yes.
We got like Kevin over here doing crazy things with videos that just makes everyone want to improve.
Talk to him, cuz. Talk to him.
Can you talk to him? So it's just like we have such a talented group of people, and we're only going to continue to grow together. And it's thanks to the circumstances that we're in this year that just made everyone just be like, let's fucking make something of ourselves. Right?
Yep.
Yes.
It's just we don't want to work for nobody else. Because fuck that shit.
Fuck corporate America.
Like, this shit really put me in that mood.
Over here, we're a bunch of freelancers.
Right, I'm over here getting fired and shit from corporate America.
Fucking watched on surveillance and shit. Stupid shit.
It's also stupid. I hate it.
You're still alive. If you're listening to this podcast, that's another, you know, positive thing.
Oh, yeah, freaking Brian doing the Twitch.
We just got affiliated.
Yeah,
just got affiliated.
Just speaking.
Yes. And then we're going to do a tourney. I never thought I would be in a tournament. But a
gaming tournament?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I told y'all, niggas.
So it's like, it's another one of those things. It's like, you know, MJ said it at one point, you know, I'm not religious or anything, but count your blessings. It's like life, even with the circumstances that are happening right now, you can make the best of the situation. If you're not lazy.
Yeah.
Just don't be lazy. I
know it's hard. Just go after what you're passionate about. Just do what you want to do.
Even if...
In a world of pure imagination.
And you'll see.
But shit, I mean, we Kevin, got like three
did
more
you
years.
Share your story of 2020?
What?
Did you share your... Story of 2020?
Yeah, we gotta hear yours and Wes's. And Brian's.
I mean, I guess. I paid. Started hanging out with you guys.
You paid what?
You paid us?
No. Yeah. No, I. Yeah. I make enough to buy my friends now. So I started hanging out with you guys. I paid off all my credit card debt. I'm moving on to my student loans now. Got me a car that I'm finally happy with. I'm finally making the transition to Sony. I've been, like, trying to get there for years. Like, that was my reward to myself after paying off all my credit card debt. I don't know. It's been pretty solid. I'm just, right now, I'm trying to decide where I want to make the jump into. And it's kind of hard. It's like, to decide what I really want to do. That's where I'm at right now. But overall, it's been a pretty good year for me.
Yeah.
Wow. I do like that. Who wants to go next?
Yeah.
I'm not going next.
Okay, I guess I'll go. 2020 is just... Mostly for me, like, with health-wise, because I dealt with, like, anxiety a lot in 2019 and half of 2018. And to where I'm at now, I think that's a huge blessing, because I used to not want to even, I don't know, it was more like coping with myself and learning mechanisms and going through the motions and of anxiety and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And so, and also being able to, because like when SA was not a thing, but like when SA was like going through stuff, especially with the breakup with one of our ex members, and we weren't really doing much. And one of the things I wasn't able to do much as well, because I was dealing with severe like anxiety, and just dealing with that, like, gave me a bunch of depression, and to like now, I can say that I still deal with it to like a little bit, but not enough to where it takes over my life, and just I'm still able to move forward. Again, I believe 2020 is still a blessing because I'm still able to do what I want to do and push through. And being able to go from just two people to, like, a bigger group of people who I can count on, who I can see come up with new ideas. It's, that's a blessing right there. So like a lot of 2020 just helps a lot.
So, yeah. My thing with 2020 was more so like me just doing what I wanted to do, because before I was always kind of just like trying to like have a small little safety net and shit to like, you know, go back on, or like, you know, try to be, you know, go a safe route with a lot of things. You know, I was I deal with like, you know, switching jobs and shit a lot, because I personally don't like working jobs at all, but I know it, I have to do it to make bills and shit. So I would go, you know, I would work at like a fucking smoothie place, or one time I tried to work at like a family portrait place or some shit like that. I used to work at Office Max, and it just wasn't like, you know, fulfilling and things like that. I didn't want to do that. And so this year, you know, I finally took a jump to be like, when I was working at Office Max, I took the jump to be like, you know, fuck this job, I'm gonna go photograph the parade and then come back later and shit. And I did that, and I felt so much better. And so, you know, the entire year, it was just me kind of just doing what I felt like I wanted to do more, and just saying fuck it with a lot of things too. Because even with like SA, like, I didn't expect me to be a part of this group, because usually I always do everything by myself. Like, I would, you know, do YouTube by myself, would do photo shoots by myself, videos by myself, try to vlog by myself, and I was always trying to do all this stuff, you know, just so I can make myself, you know, go harder and things like that. But, you know, at the end of the day, the world's kind of teaching me where it's just like, you know, it's okay to have people around you and stuff that actually want to do the same thing that you want to do, mm-hmm. and are genuine about it. It's okay to be a part of a group and to do stuff, because, like, I don't have to do everything by myself no more. And it's not like I'm depending on you guys. It's like, I trust you guys, and I appreciate you guys, and shit, I look up to you guys, because it's like, y'all are doing shit that nobody else wants to do, or everybody wants to do it, but they don't have to drive to do it. And it's like, that's really opened my eyes this year. So yeah, but now I'm just like, I want to do this more often instead of working, and hopefully next year I don't have to work.
My heart.
Man, I mean, like, next year is the goal. Like, for real, we're going to be making short films, like, here in a bit. So, y'all get ready.
Oh, now you're ready.
We have a bunch of creatives ready to freaking go. And I'm excited to see what everyone can do, like, as a team. Like, y'all have not even seen, the, like, what everyone within SA can, like, potentially do. Like, you have yet to see the surface.
You guys are looking outside a glass window of a store. Of SA, you guys haven't even, we haven't even touched the scratch the surface. Go crazy. Go stupid. Go crazy.
Ah. As somebody that's like watched you guys, because like I've been friends with Kevon for a while, and he posts everything on Snapchat. Like, I remember the Snapchat when you guys got your business license. I mean, like, I've seen the photo shoots, the videos, like, and he knows. I've messaged him about it, like, I'm excited for you guys, and like it hypes me up to go out and do something that I've never done before, because you guys are doing it as like a group. So it's cool to see from the outside.
Yeah,
appreciate that, man.
My heart.
I'm glad to hear it.
My heart. Yeah, I feel it.
You just wanna go out and run a mile.
Join the hype train.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. It's just. Pretty cool. I don't know. I'm just so happy with everything. And I'm just so fortunate that we're able to come out of such a terrible circumstance and really make something out of it.
Yeah, a lot of people just fucking quit this year.
Yeah.
They're just like, man, I can't take photos no more. Fuck it. I'm gonna go, you know,
fuck this.
Not even just that though. People in general have just kind of gave up because they just feel like there's nothing they can do. And there's always something you can do. I mean, like, I'm out here doing grocery delivery right now. Outside, and it's fun, actually, just to make extra money. Because I want to pay off my debt, and then I want to invest, you know, got to get this drone, got to get some new lenses for my camera, And then I gotta get that Canon R camera. Is that what we were talking about earlier?
Yeah, Canon EOS R.
Where is? Gotta get that 4K video.
R or the R5?
Just R.
Just R, because the R5 is like $3,800.
Where'd you find that bitch on eBay?
Hey, if I could find a used R5 for like $1,500 or less, I'd go for it.
Listen. Just say the word.
Yeah, if I were to go digital, I'd go for that one.
But join the Sony gang.
I like Sony cameras. I just really like how easy Canons are to kind of pick up and use, because I'm still learning.
Answer.
I also like Canon because it was in the anime Akira. I don't know if y'all have seen that movie.
Oh yeah.
It's like the sticker on the bike.
No.
Which eventually.
That's the only reason why you shoot Canon.
No, it's not. But I started out. My first camera was actually the film camera that I'm shooting on now, the Canon A1. And just since then, I've just been like, well, I shoot on Canon, so I'm Team Canon. There was one point where I wanted to switch to Nikon. It was like during like when Brandon Wolfen was and all of them were like blowing up, and they used a Nikon, and I was like, oh, maybe I should try a Nikon. But then I was like, nah, Canon's more me. Like, I don't know.
I mean, like, to touch on that like quick, because I know it's not our main topic. Like, my grandpa shot Canon for like 50 years. I only shoot Nikon because the mentor that I had gave me a Nikon to use, but my grandpa never gave me a camera to use. That's it. I love all three brands. I've used all three brands. I own a Nikon because that's what I was given.
Yeah.
Kind of just get comfortable. I understand that.
And it's expensive to switch.
It is, because you gotta freaking get new lenses again and all that. Like,
cough, cough, Kevin.
don't remind me. I'm suffering. I can't go out to eat for the next 3 months.
Listen, I'm just going to rub this in your face right now. I have two bids on the same camera, and it's highly likely that I'm going to get both of them for under $300.
Wait, what are you getting for $300?
Two of the same camera.
Oh, sweet. Which ones?
It's the Fujifilm X-T100.
Mirrorless.
Is that a digital? Yeah. Oh, yeah, no, because it's mirrorless. Cool.
Find anything for cheap.
This guy. Anyways, so going into next year, because people are thinking, for whatever reason, 2021 is just going to change everything. COVID's just going to disappear. Unemployment's just going to disappear. We all just going to be thriving. Obviously not realistic.
We're just going to act like everything. I mean, if COVID goes away, then, you know, something's up. We gotta stand up. Something's up with the government.
Like, all right. I don't know. Who's the wise guy?
So it's like,
I'll be like Mace Windu, like, and to quote him, I sense a plot to destroy the Jedi.
So, for real, going into 2021, we have goals? Anyone have goals? Some that they're trying to achieve next year?
I think what's cool is, like, a lot of people are trying to get digital skills to work online because of COVID, and I think we have a head start because a lot of our skills are already digital.
Yeah, for sure.
So I think the goal for us is to take advantage of the position that we're in and not be complacent.
Especially in Kansas City, like, that's what I was trying to bring up to y'all, like, before this episode was, we can, since like we're pretty much the first ahead and we're like actually passionate about it and we're constantly learning and bouncing off of each other's energy, we can easily like go to a company and like just jump on, like, even us individually just working with separate different companies and jump on the marketing team and then just completely destroy it and kill the game.
Hell yeah.
I think I could agree with that, because we're definitely in a position, like, no one's really doing what we're doing as a collective in Kansas City.
It's hard to do that with the collective.
It is, because people have varying opinions, but you have to learn how to be able to work with each other. Because obviously, we all have different opinions on things.
Sometimes we clash.
We clash. We argue it out.
Well, we still saying this.
But we have a lot of plans as a business for 2021.
Oh, yeah. Like a premiere.
It's crazy things we have planned for 2021. And I think it's just, we're just trying to make sure we're at a point where the world's recovered enough so it's viable. And I think that's like the scariest thing is if the world isn't recovered, all the plans that we have, I don't know, we can probably still do them.
We just have to keep following the path that we're supposed to follow. At the
just
end of the
COVID procedures and stuff like that.
Right. Yeah, be like water. Just go with the flow.
I mean, movies are coming back, you know, shows. I think are coming back. They're having, like, movie drive-ins, but they're doing it as concerts. So, you know, things are slowly kind of thing. But
and that's weird because, like, that's been my idea. Like, I was saying, one of our goals is a premiere next year, and that literally we're going to buy out, like, a whole drive-in theater. For real. And like that, especially if COVID is still a thing, like that's definitely gonna fly. So we can do it for sure.
It's just we gotta keep sharpening our skills during like this year and things like that. We don't wanna just not do shit. And I feel like that's what everybody should do. Like SA, the people that are listening, shit, everybody in the world. Just sharpen your skills and whatever the fuck you can do. Like that's the only way to really get through this year, because if you're not doing anything, you're going to continue to think that this year is going to go bad. But at the end of the day, like we all just said, we wanted to do some shit, so we did it, and now look at us chilling
straight chilling.
We're just chilling right now and keeping touch.
I got my fucking toes out.
Yeah.
I'm out on the balcony just chilling. I'm laying in Kevon's bed. A purple mattress.
You know,
chilling.
Fat one on his pillow.
Never letting Kevin come over again.
Chilling.
This man made himself at home, literally.
Soon we'll have a, you know, studio to, you know, do all this stuff and better equipment and better quality. It's getting there. I'm just telling you, it's getting there.
Shout out 1324.
Yeah.
Or a good old studio.
Mm-hmm.
Like Mario.
I want to see Tenet. I haven't been able to actually go.
To the movies?
No, Tenet? Well, yeah, to the movies. That's, the movies. I've been looking forward to that movie, dude. Anything Christopher Nolan's fucking.
Yeah, Christopher amazing. Nolan is like one of the greatest modern day directors.
Pretty good. Him and Tarantino.
Yeah. Tarantino is like more based on those old westerns, like the good, the bad, and the ugly. Like the spaghetti westerns.
All the good stuff.
Tarantino movies crack me up, Wiki.
I think, I don't know. I'm really excited for PS5.
Me too.
Obviously. Oh, dude.
The conference comes out this Wednesday.
So it's actually
it had.
That's actually really funny because me and Brian literally were talking yesterday, you know, because just thinking forward, because again, you know, with 2020 and 2021, we have a really cool idea for gaming. And so obviously we have to get PlayStation 5s or Xbox Series X's, but obviously we're getting PlayStations. So to play into that, yesterday we literally had a conversation and we were like, okay, Xbox just announced. PlayStation has to announce next week, and they literally announced that next week they're announcing some stuff. So, you know, working my little side job with the groceries so I can buy a PlayStation 5. Making sure we're setting ourselves up for success.
I'm gonna go
start. I'm just gonna ignore that you just said that.
Okay.
Like, I'm just not even gonna comment. Oh, also, totally off topic. So today I went to Best Buy. Just want to throw this one out there. There was a 77-inch 4K OLED that was $3,900. And it was an open box for $900. Why did I not buy it?
You don't need to.
Dude, it was a $3,900 TV that was $3,000 off.
What did we just talk about?
Probably come on it.
Why do you want that TV?
Yeah. What did we just talk about last week?
He should have just flipped it, man.
I mean, for real, for real.
Oh, low-key, you could, yeah.
Probably could have.
Yeah, low-key.
What am I going to do with my L-lens?
That's true.
Your what?
My L-lens.
Sorry. I have a Canon.
Yeah, I've been excited for all these fucking camera drops.
You got a point there.
All these what drops?
The camera drops. Everyone's like, Canon's dropping cameras. Sony's dropping their cameras. Okay. Nikon's dropping new lenses.
Well, I don't really get like excited about cameras dropping and things like that. Because
yeah.
I like using older cameras anyway. I'm just like,
Yeah. It kind of goes back to... like appreciate what you already have.
Yeah. Now a new phone, I need that. The iPhone 12 drop, I'm gonna be there right in the front of the line. I'm not even gonna have a customer get it first. I'm gonna get it first. But yeah, bitch, look at that.
Is that coming out soon or?
NDA.
I can't keep up anymore.
This guy.
What else is happening in 2020?
Shit.
A lot of cancel culture.
Oh, dude, yeah. Nissan?
It's because people are bored.
Yeah,
people like, cancel culture is so whack. Like, why are you mad because this person believes this or they said this? Like, who gives a fuck? At the end of the day, people are just bored. That's the only reason why cancel culture is a thing. Like, if everybody
like still Sean outside, Dawson or like, Shay Dawson. Shay yeah. Dawson.
Yeah, everybody knew that he was racist and weird. I'm just going to say that. And now this year, it's like, oh, let's cancel Shane Dawson again. It's just like, bro, you cancel Shane Dawson, you cancel Jeffree Star, you cancel Doja Cat. Fucking Jay-Z still gets canceled for shit that he did like 3 years ago. And it's not even relevant anymore. Like, people are just bored.
R. Kelly.
Like, yeah, went to jail. Right. Wait, did that happen this year?
No, that was last year.
That was last year.
Yeah, okay.
Okay.
He's so 2000 and late.
Wow.
No.
Let's cancel Kevin.
We're canceling this man with his freaking Black Eyed Peas references.
Alright, guys, bye.
Kevin just unhooks his microphone.
You hear footsteps.
He slams the door behind him.
And he's back.
What can we do or like what can we tell the audience here? To the ones listening. What? You're sick. But to the ones listening, what can we tell them of like what to do with the rest of 2020, even if some more deep bad stuff happens.
Listen, what you gotta do is this. Meditate and get in your bag.
Okay. Cause if you're not in your bag, not everyone knows what get in your bag means. Right, please explain.
So get in your bag is basically doing whatever you want to do to better yourself. It could be gaming, it could be working out, it could be making money, it could be fucking cutting the grass. Whatever you're good at, get good at that thing.
Do research.
Hell yeah. Well, yeah. Always research what you're doing or what you're into. Or even things that you're not even, you know, aware of and shit.
I'm going to piggyback off that.
If you're good at something, never do it for free.
I would say one of the biggest things is just stay positive. Like, it may look like on the outside that the world is crumbling, but you're really in a position to do something that you didn't think you could do before. I made a funny about this the other day, but it's like, all these businesses are closing, right? So, at a certain point, the world's going to recover. And then, like, people are going to miss these businesses. So, you're, like, in a great position to start one of those businesses again. Because there's going to be demand for it. So, it's like, start brainstorming now. Researching, learning. I don't know. Acquiring a skill or a trait. Something you didn't have before.
Exactly.
And come out of this on top. Because there's no reason right now, especially with the amount of time that we have now. I mean, so many people are laid off. You're at home. You're collecting a check. You have no excuse right now to not be learning and getting better. Be that, you know, better mental health or actually learning an actual skill or what does Dan Lok call it? A high income skill, you know. A skill that can make you money, but you also enjoy. That's my advice.
Invest in yourself.
Yeah, this should be take the time to invest in yourself. What about, got anything to say, Jesse?
Yeah, I mean, I agree with all what you guys are saying. Invest in yourself and, like, start something new. But I'm going to throw in, don't wait. You know, don't spend too much time investing
yourself.
Don't spend too much time learning. Start with what you have. And then continue that learning process as you grow and get better. That way, you're not behind the game because you spent too much time learning.
Yeah, true.
That's good. Preach to him, baby.
Because you can do all the studying you want, but if you don't do it, it's pointless.
What's the point of knowing how to dribble if you can't dribble?
Exactly. Learning all those moves off of 2K, learning everything off of basketball. You love basketball.
You can't shoot a three-pointer.
Yeah.
You don't even know how to do a finger roll or a layup.
With your broke-ass shot.
Who are we talking to?
It sounds like we're talking to someone before.
Most of us are crying right now. It's like, everyone talking about me. Man, you hit that shit from the front and it hit to the backcourt.
He's arresting the listener. He's going to become a basketball player.
Kevin, what advice you got?
He's like, huh? What?
Okay. Sorry.
Too busy falling asleep on my bed.
Buy a purple mattress 2020.
Yes. I really want one.
I don't know. I'm not in a position to be giving out advice. I barely got shit figured out.
Oh my God.
I would say it's okay to not have everything figured out.
Yes.
But do something about it.
Do something about it, yes. It's okay to be, you don't have to be the next superstar. You can love life and work your 9-to-5 if you want to.
But shit,
just be good at it.
But shit, even if you do work your 9-to-5, you're still going to be a superstar in your head.
Exactly.
But just follow your path, man. Like, don't even stress about shit, for real. Because at the end of the day, something better is going to happen. That's what I told Kevon. Look at him. Living.
He's not.
Living life.
He's living.
Not for real. Like, that's a really important thing to do. Like, if you notice, you know, synchronicities, or you just notice, like, coincidences and shit, or you feel like you're doing what you're doing and it's working, keep doing that. Like, don't stray off your path. This is the year to, like, open your eyes and be like, all right, I'm going to do some shit with myself. Instead of being stuck in the same position, the same cycle. Because everyone thought that this shit was going to be fucking, like, incredible because we was going through our own cycles and shit. But we weren't even breaking out of those cycles. So this year, for just get off the freaking hamster wheel and just walk. Because you're not going to go nowhere if you go in the same place.
Stop, you know, being babied.
Can we make a quote graphic for that?
Yeah.
Just need to have
quote,
a bunch of
quote West.
Quotes. Just laid out.
Live, love, laugh.
Alright, right, get out of here.
Alright, I'm going to go on the record real quick. If you ever meet somebody, specifically you're a male and it's a female, and she has that anywhere in the household, run.
Oh, yeah.
Keep on those by experience.
Good sex, but what cost?
I'd say write your goals down too. Hold yourself accountable.
Oh, hell yeah.
100%.
Always give
back. If you don't complete your goals, then you cut off one finger.
Oh, shit.
Like Yakuza style?
Yeah, basically. If you don't do that side mission, then fuck. You're not doing it.
I think that's the biggest one, is holding yourself accountable, though. Because it's like, what's the point of making a goal and you don't achieve it, and then you're just okay with it? Like, you should hold yourself to that standard if you're going to make that goal.
Fucking loser.
Yes. Be accountable. Make sure you're hanging out with people that will keep you accountable.
Make sure you're hanging out with people who bring value.
Yes. If they're not bringing any value in your life, then kick them out. And vice versa. And if you're not putting value into their life, they're probably going to kick you. Because you ain't got no value. Have some value, baby. I love you. It's tough. Tough love.
This is the most random. I love you.
Trying to sound like the Spider-Man. I love you.
I love you.
That's the quote of the day. I love you.
I love you. The podcast title. I love you. I'll put it in the description at the bottom. I love you.
Leave a voice message.
Yeah, leave a voice message. Listen to us. Just say you love us. And we'll say we love you too.
Does anyone else have anything to add? This is a hard topic.
Alright, well, if no one else has anything else to say, let's go ahead and end it here. Make sure you guys follow Jesse Sinnott on Instagram, our special guest. That's JesseSinnett. Make sure you follow us on Facebook and Instagram at Shocking Arts Photo, Shocking Arts Productions. Make sure you check out the Twitch stream at Shocking Arts. We'll catch you on the next one.
One, two, three. Peace!